We're doing the Nitivot Shalom and Parshat Toledot. Again, the Nitivot Shalom is a work by the Rebbe of Slanim, which is considered one of the basic works that are easy to learn pieces of Chassidut on different ideas in the Parsha. The Eile Toledot Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham olid et Yitzchak. The Pasuk says the following are the Toledot, which could mean the children or the happenings of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. המפרשים עמדו על אומרו ואילו תולדות יצחק בן אברהם. The commentaries point out, why does the Pasuk say the happenings of Yitzchak, the son of Avram? לשמה כתוב בן אברהם. Why does the Pasuk have to say Yitzchak, the son of Avram? שהידי באומרו ואילו תולדות יצחק. The Pasuk could have just said, the following are the children of Yitzchak, כמו אילו תולדות נוח, as we find earlier. The Torah says the following are the children of Noach, ve'ele toledot Yaakov. Or later on, the Torah is going to say the following are the children of Yaakov, shelo k'tiv sham avihem. That over there does not mention their father's name. V'chein may dichtiv Avram olid et Yitzchak nechora miyutar. And furthermore, when the Pasuk continues and says, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, at first glance, that seems superfluous. Shim katuv Yitzchak ben Avram, because if the Pasuk said, Yitzchak the son of Avram, Yadinan Mimela Shavram olid et Yitzchak. Self understood. What? That's true. But once it said Yitzchak, the son of Avram, it's sort of self evident that Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Vine Baber Avram Mimaran Saba Kadosh Mislonim Schutoy again Aleinu. In the work Ber Avram from the holy grandfather of Slonim, Nevi Divrei Midrash, he quotes the Medrash and Apasuk Vele Toledot Yitzchak. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Ha'avot atara labanim, v'abanim atara la'avot, that the fathers are like a crown for the children, and the children are like a crown for the fathers. Ha'avot atara labanim, shenemar v'tivelot panim avotam. The fathers being a crown to the children is a verse. The verse says, the glory of the children is their fathers. Ha'abanim atara la'avot, tichtiv atel tzkenim b'nei vanim. The children are a crown to their fathers, as the beginning of that verse says, the crown of the children, of the grandchildren, is their forefathers. Ve'erich lever divrei ha-midrash, and in that work, he expanded on the concepts of the Medrash. Mikotev dvarav, and the essence of what he said, d'inei tchilat ha-avdut, la'ashem yitvarach, ilekabel ha-avdut, be'emuna u'bevchinat eved. The beginning of the service of one's creator is the acceptance of being a servant in God's work, with faith, the concept of being a servant. Meaning, when one starts, one lacks understanding. One lacks the basic reasoning of what's going on. And the first step is to agree to participate, to do his work. And that's the concept of a faithful servant. On the contrary, if a person says, I'll only do the things that I've attained the level that I understand or I feel for them, then you understand that's not a faithful servant. So it won't last. If a person is going to say, I understand Judaism is true, but you know, until I understand every mitzvah, I'm not doing it. Well, you're not going to get there. It doesn't work that way. So the first step in the service of Hashem is the emuna. Connecting to the concept of the emuna, which, for lack of a better word, we use the word faith, but faith is a mistranslation. Emuna is something different than faith. Emuna is a connection with one's neshama. It's faith is something which you might say is emotional. Emuna is not that. Emuna is something else. Lehamin she'avdut she'natanu ha'adon ba'ochu hi tikkun nafsho. One has to be ma'amin, which again, I don't like translating it as believe, that the service that the Master, blessed be He, gave him is really for the benefit of his own soul. V'ikach hayuton is the essence of life. Ashelaman ze'erad lo'olam kedei she'avod la'Hashem itbarach. That was the purpose of life being given to him, to be on this planet, to serve his creator, be'emunah pshuta. This is a concept we find often in the Hasidut, concept called emunah pshuta. uncomplicated connection, uncomplicated emunah. You guys know what emunah is?
Yeah.
Really, that deserves a class unto itself. So we might call it uncomplicated faith, for lack of a better word. But this is a basic concept in Hasidut, and it is with this concept that the Hasidut overcame many areas where the other brands of Judaism, if we could call it that, other movements in Judaism did not succeed as much. If you're always going to deal philosophically, the way the Litvish world dealt with the challenges of the times, then you're not always going to succeed. Meaning there were two approaches when Haskalah came out, when different challenges were posed to traditional Judaism. One approach said, okay, we'll take them head on. So along comes the Malbim and writes a whole work explaining why grammatically our tradition and understanding the Tanakh is more accurate than what they're suggesting. Along comes the Netziv, who also writes a lot of works explaining why our tradition is what goes best in line with grammar and logic. Many different works, but at the end of the day, when it's a question of logic, when you're taking them head on, then some students will understand what you're saying, and some students will be drawn to what they're saying. It wasn't so successful, that way of waging war. The Hasidut was almost unaffected by the Haskalah movement. Hasidut, one of the main points, one of the strong points of Hasidut, is this idea of emunah pshuta. The idea that I connect, and I don't have to have all the answers. The second my approach is I have to have all the answers, so as much as I'm going to give answers, it's very hard to stay one step ahead. So the Lithuanian, the Litvish, the more philosophical parts of Europe, the German Jews, so they had their Rav Hirsch, who wrote great works, but they also lost great percentages of the community who didn't go along with it. As much as you'll give good answers, well, to some of the constituents, it might be more comfortable to connect with the answers that they're giving. Of course, if I have two options and one allows me to go to the opera on Shabbos and the other one tells me I can't, then there's an attraction to going with their claim. So the Hasidut, one of the strengths of the Hasidut is this line that he's saying, which appears often in the Hasidut, and that is that in Hasidut, they see great value in the idea of emunah pshuta. Beni margish tam uveni lo. Whether I can connect to the idea or not, I know that my responsibility is to perform, and that's called emunah pshuta. The idea that I'm continuing the tradition, and I'm a link in this tradition, and I know what I'm doing is right, and I don't have all the answers. Even when I don't have all the answers, I can keep moving forward. And it's not that the other walks of Judaism, it's not that they don't agree with this, it's just that they don't put as much of a stress on it. And in Hasidut, this is a big point. And then if a person goes that route, so then Hashem has mercy on him, and then Hashem gives him the understanding. Meaning there are two stages. But one, the first stage is that performance is not contingent on my understanding. This is the idea of the covenant. That's what the prophet says about Avram. God, you found his heart faithful to you. Again, for lack of a better word, we say Neman is faithful. Because originally Avram's service of Hashem was with emunah. The Medrash clearly states that after the Akedah was over and he did not slaughter his son, he turned to God and said, you know, when you asked me to do that, I had quite a few things I could have told you. The Medrash goes through Avram's, after the Akedah, Avram says that to God. That's the emunah of Avram Avim. Avram says, I don't have all the answers. That's what I'm saying. It's not a Hasidic concept. A lot of the concepts we find in Hasidut, it's just the stress that Hasidut places on it. But in truth, this is a concept we find already in the Midrash. After God found Avram's heart faithful, God made the covenant with him, and then he really understood. But even after Avram's understanding, his service could not remain if it was always contingent on his understanding. Because part of the process of being a Jew is that you go through phases where it all makes sense to you and it all works, and then suddenly it doesn't. And suddenly you don't feel like doing anything. And there's no joy in it. And that's part of the way God created the world. And even by Avraham Avinu, that was part of the cycle of being an observant Jew. When people ask me if they're ready to date, I always ask, how many downs have you been through? How many times have you kept Shabbos without wanting to keep Shabbos? That's where we gauge ourselves. How did I go through when the wave came crashing over my head? How did I surf then? Surfing isn't measured by how many times I was able to catch the wave and do well. Surfing is measured by how many times did you last when you didn't do well, or when it wasn't easy to do well. So in order for a person to be consistent, he has to hold on to two traits. שיעבוד להשם יתברך הן במידת האהבה והן במידה ההפחית מידת העירה. To serve the Creator with both aspects. Love, and he calls love the antithesis of love. That's an interesting way of presenting it, and that is fear. שבית המידות יחדיו מהווים שלמות. That the two in unison, they represent wholeness. ועל שניהם יחדיו תיקון עבודה בקביעות. And it's only when one has both that he can be consistent in his service of Hashem. If you expect to always be madly in love with Judaism, forget it. Doesn't work that way. You can't work solely out of fear, but you can't work solely out of love. There are times when you just don't feel like it. And then it's the question of respect that I fear. I recognize there is a Creator, and I'm not going to get away with doing what I want. It's not because I want to. There are times when a person does not want to. וזו הייתה מידתו של יעקב אבינו עליו השלום, מידת תפארת הכוללת אהבה ואירה. That was the trait of Yaakov, that's called תפארת, the glory, as it encompasses both love and fear. ועל כן היא נקראת מידת האמת. That's why it's called the trait of truth. Like the pasuk says, תיתן אמת ליעקב, God gave truth to Jacob, באשר היא מתקיימת לעד. Because the concept of truth is that which isn't eternal. כדכתיב שפת אמת תיכון נעד, as the verse says, something said in truth lasts forever. כי בית המידות יחדיו הם אמת שמתקיימת לעד. It's these two traits in unison that are truth that is eternal. מה שאין כן כל מידה בפני עצמה אינה יכולה להתקיים. But each one on its own cannot last. If a person's Judaism is all about his love, won't last. If it's all about fear, I know God runs the world, He showed me A, B, C, and D. People have all kinds of signs in their lives, that won't last either. One has to know to maintain that balance. ועל פי זה מפרש דברי המדרש. And based on this, so the grandfather from Slonim, the Be'er Avram, explains the Medrash. Ateretz kenim b'nei vanim v'tifelet banim avotam. The verse says, the crown of the elders are their grandchildren. The glory of the children are their fathers. Dine Avram hayta midato chesed v'ahava. Avram's trait was kindness and love. ששייך בזה בחינת מותרות וסיגים. In that there is always room for impurities. ומזה נולד ישמעאל. And that's how he ended up with a son like Ishmael. שהיה סיגים ומותרות של מידת האהבה. Ishmael represents that excess, that impurity that can exist in the trait of love. וכן יצחק, and יצחק represents the other side. Yitzchak served out of fear. Yitzchak represents the trait of fear. Hayta midato gvura. His trait was the trait of bravery, v'ira, and awe and fear. U'masigim ha'motorot shel midat ha'ira. And from the excess and the impurities that can exist with this trait, nolad Esav. That's where Esav comes from. You guys, that's a lot to think about what he just said. He said the two traits, when they stand alone, can have excess and imperfection, and that is Avram had love alone, and that's where Yishmael comes from the excess, from the imperfections in the trait of love. Yitzchak had fear. His dominant trait in the service of Hashem was Yirah, fear, and from the excess and imperfections in that came Esav. V'rak achar kach, and only afterwards haya yichol leivaled Yaakov. Only after that could Yaakov come out. שהייתה מידתו בבחינת התמזגות, and Yaakov was the fusion of chesed and gvura, שהוא מידת רחמים ותפארת. That's what we just said. Yaakov is the truth, the combination of the two. נקיים בלי סיגים ומותרות. Where the two balance one another out. Where the love goes too far, the fear comes in. Where the fear goes too far, the love comes in.
Why did excess fear cause this?
That's left for our interpretation. He doesn't expand on the idea. I think there's a lot of depth to that. But whatever I'll say is my thoughts. It's not him. I don't know. He doesn't say. Ukdei lolidet Yaakov. So in order to give birth to a species that unites these concepts, and that is Yaakov, Haya tzarich Avraham lekabel midat ha'yirah miYitzchak, veYitzchak kibel midat ha'ava me'Avraham. Each one had to be affected by the other. Avram affected by Yitzchak, and Yitzchak affected by Avram. Shezein yantifelt banim avotam atel tzkenim b'nei vanim. That's the idea that each one glorifies the other. V'rak achakach yechol heya Yaakov livaled midat titen emet liYaakov. Only afterwards could Yaakov be born who represents truth. Hakolel bet amidot shel Avram Yitzchak. He encompasses these two traits of Avram and Yitzchak together. V'ze pirush ha-pasuch. So this is what the verse is indicating when the pasuk says, "Ve'ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram olidet Yitzchak." These are the offsprings of Yitzchak, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Shekodem katva Torah toldot Yitzchak, hu Yaakov, shemidat iten emet liYaakov. That before the Torah writes the offsprings of Yitzchak, which is Yaakov, k'tiv ele toldot Yitzchak ben Avram. The Torah first points out these are the offsprings of Yitzchak ben Avram. And that's to represent the idea, Hainu sheYitzchak kibel midat ava me'Avraham. The first idea is, Yitzchak is the son of Avram. Yitzchak received from his father this capacity for love. V'Avraham olid et Yitzchak, Hainu shekibel miYitzchak midat ha'ira. And the idea of Avram gave birth to Yitzchak is that Avram was also affected by Yitzchak, and he received the trait of Yira. V'rak achakach nolad Yaakov, and only afterwards was Yaakov born, shemidatot iten emet liYaakov, akolel bet amidot yachtav. His trait was the combination of the two. But he says the idea is that each one was affected by the other. Avram was taught something by his son Yitzchak. Yitzchak was taught by his father. And the fusion of the two traits was Yaakov, which is the truth. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time, how he develops this into the whole idea of the sale of the Bechorah, the rights to the firstborn that Yaakov purchased, how that works out. And say that we're only halfway through. We'll see Bezalel Hashem Wednesday night.